"You cannot mean to hold to Joffrey, my lord," Galbert Glover said. "He put your father to death." "That makes him evil," Rob replied. "I do not know that it makes Renly king. Joffrey is still Robert's eldest true-born son, so the throne is rightfully his by all the laws of the realm. Were he to die, and I mean to see that he does, he has a younger brother. Tommen is next in line after Joffrey." "Tommen is no less a Lannister," Sir Mark Piper snapped. "As you say," said Rob, troubled. "Yet if neither one is king, still how could it be Lord Renly? He's Robert's younger brother. Bran can't be Lord of Winterfell before me, and Renly can't be king before Lord Stannis." Lady Mormont agreed.
"Lord Stannis has the better claim."
"Renly is crowned," said Mark Piper. "Highgarden and Storm's End support his claim, and the Dornishmen will not be laggardly. If Winterfell and River Run add their strength to his, he will have 5 of the 7 great houses behind him. 6, if the Aerons bestir themselves. 6 against the Rock. My lords, within the year, we will have all their heads on pikes, the Queen and the Boy King, Lord Tywin the Imp, the Kingslayer, Sir Kevin, all of them. That is what we shall win if we join with King Renly. What does Lord Stannis have against that we should cast it all aside?"